CBS News, today's session of the Cairo Peace Talks canceled as the focus now is on negotiations leading up to Sunday's summit between Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Israel's chief delegate to the Cairo talks, Eliyahu Ben Elazar, this morning left the Egyptian capital to meet with Israel's defense minister, Ezra Weissman, somewhere in Egypt. Bruno Wassertile has that story.
The meeting may take place in Alexandria, where the Israeli cabinet members spent the night, although Ismailia or some other sites closer to Cairo have also been mentioned as possible rendezvous points. Weissman is expected to meet again today with Egyptian War Minister Mohamed Gamassi and possibly with President Sadat for the second time in 24 hours. Meanwhile, the chief spokesman for the Israeli delegation in Cairo has left for Jerusalem for consultations with Prime Minister Begin. The Cairo conference working session scheduled for today has been canceled, and the next session is tentatively set for Thursday morning. Bruno Wassertile for CBS News in Cairo.
More news in a minute.
This year's Christmas Seals features children's art, and they really add just that right extra touch to our holiday gifts and mail. Hello, this is Dennis Weaver, and there's nothing like a child's view of the holidays to get us into the proper spirit this time of year. But it's also very important to think about the sort of world that we're going to leave for our kids. I hope it won't contain lung disease or air pollution or smoking. And that's what Christmas Seals are all about, to help our Lung Association fight for our good health and the health of our children all year round. So please answer your Christmas Seal letter quickly and generously. Remember, your Lung Association cares about every breath we take.
High winds, some as strong as 100 miles an hour, are blasting wide areas of California this morning for the second straight day. The winds toppled trucks and blew down buildings from Bakersfield to the Mexican border. They're blamed for killing at least five people. The winds are whipping a brush fire through Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. More than 1,500 acres are already blackened, and Mike Spellman of KCOY-TV in Santa Maria says the fires are proving hard to stop.
Quickly across the landscape. There are no trees in the area. It's all brush and sand. However, the wind's going at some 70 miles per hour, they told me. It was virtually uncontrollable because of the winds and the rough terrain. The flames never really appeared to get too high. However, they raced across the ground awful fast. They're bordering the sea, moving northwestward.
The blaze trapped and killed three men last night, including the base commander, Colonel Joseph Turner. President Carter is expected to take a look at a compromise on natural gas pricing today before he and the first family head for a long Christmas weekend in Georgia. The compromise, worked out by Democratic energy conferees last night, a vote by the full conference may come tomorrow. Administration sources say President Carter has decided on a $25 billion tax cut proposal to take effect next fall, partly to offset higher costs for energy and Social Security. Former President Gerald Ford, according to Susan Spencer, said that's not enough.
The cuts, Mr. Ford said, should be more in the neighborhood of $70 billion if America is to stave off the growth of what he called the middle-class poor, discouraged working Americans unable to keep up with the soaring cost of living. Tax cuts, Mr. Ford said, must be accompanied by cuts in federal spending. As if challenging President Carter, he added, that will take a lot of political courage. As to the always unasked question about his own political future, Mr. Ford said slyly that retirement has been very nice, and then he recommended it to Jimmy Carter. Susan Spencer, CBS News, Washington.
Former Nixon aide H.R. Bob Haldeman gets out of jail today, beginning a six-day Christmas furlough from Lompoc Federal Prison Camp in California. He's serving 1 to 4 years for Watergate crimes. Now, this message.
Stay active as you grow older, and you'll enjoy good health along the way. Join the active people over 60 today.
Stay active and feel younger as you grow older. Join the active people over 60. Regular physical and social activity will keep you healthy and make you feel years younger. You can stay fit the easy way. You can meet new friends and get more fun out of life by joining the active people over 60. There's a place for you in this free program through the National Association for Human Development.
Join the active people over 60 today.
For details on this free program, contact your local office on aging or National Association for Human Development, Box 100, Washington, D.C., 20044.
Striking farmers in Lubbock, Texas this morning pulled their tractors away from the offices of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. They'd been blockading the building, angered over editorial criticism of strike tactics. The farmers pulled their tractors away after strike leaders convinced them they'd made their point. I'm David Jackson, CBS News.